So now we are moving in time to the point when these later generations of migrants started to organize themselves into associations. So I would be curious into the historical context in which this process happened and was embedded. Maybe you can locate it somehow on the timeline and refer to some important factors impacting on this process at the time.
Yeah, the first Balkan homeland associations were created in the late 1940s and especially during the 1950s, because the Turkish state couldn't really handle the settlements of the newcomers anymore. So the homeland associations were created to help the newcomers to find a place to live and find a work. These associations are mostly in Istanbul and in Bursa. Mm-hmm. But you can find that kind of associations in Tokat or in Izmir, like anywhere there are Muslim Balkan populations. Yeah. It is interesting to see that the Balkan homeland associations have, as a matter of fact, emerged in the districts or in the cities where the majority of inhabitants share the same place of origin.
Mm.
The Balkan immigration has therefore developed a social organization within the neighborhood, district, and associations through cultural practices, as it is the case in Bayrampaşa, for example. The neighborhoods of Bayrampaşa developed a strong sense of communitarianism with references to the migrant's place of origin. So Rumelia, for example, is one of the main components in social territorial fabric of Bayrampaşa.